One of the books that we've drawn a lot from in Engaged Encounter and in our lives personally is the Five Love Languages. And so we want to just share a little bit about that right now, tell you a little bit about what it means to us. I guess for me, I learned a lot, or have learned, and I'm continuing to learn a lot about the Five Love Languages. I think one of the things, one example is that I always knew that from the very moment we started dating, that Nikki really appreciated touch. She made that clear, whether it's massage or tickle or whatever, or something more than that. But we both knew that touch was important to her. And I think that in the process of being married, certainly, but also in the process of exploring this book, I've come to a greater level of awareness that touch means something to me. And so I've learned over the years to ask for that too, whether it's a massage or just a neck rub or a tickle or something like that. And actually that act of service for Nikki to do that for me, I guess it's kind of a dual thing, an act of service and touch, but it means a lot to me, I think. And it helps maybe take some of the stress out of the day, out of even the relationship. It helps connect us, and I think that I've found it to be really rewarding.
For me, the best thing that Ken has done because of the five love languages is understand that I need words of affirmation. You know, two things that really helped is, you know, I like to think of it as this, that he needs about a tablespoon worth of words of affirmation, and my cup is much bigger of what considered full for me. And early in our marriage, you know, I wished that Ken would say, you know, you're pretty, or you're great, or, you know, give me some of those
'Cause I never
compliments.
would, never.
You know, one thing that in understanding how important that is for me, what he did, one thing that was the best gift, it's a gift and words, is on my 40th birthday, he sent an email to our friends and family and had 40 different people send me something that they appreciated about me. And every year, you know, since then, I've reread it, and that's been something special. And another thing, too, is that it's not just compliments, but just seeing his words. For example, one thing that Ken is really gifted at is saying grace as a family. Like, he speaks from the heart, and, you know, every day is kind of a custom prayer. And I see that is really a combination of those five love languages. And also, even for the five love languages for our children, you know, that it's that. It's an act of service, it's words, it's that quality time. So I just now see that gift of words of affirmation. This is great with kids as well that we've used, and it's helped us in parenting as well. So yay, five love languages.